Greg Giannotti, Paul Alexander, and Jim Colony. And we go out to our Rivertown hotline to welcome in a guy we loved covering this past year, part of the Young Money family. And Jim Colony went up to Mike Wallace, Emmanuel Sanders, and this guy, Antonio Brown, and had a great conversation with him. And throughout that conversation, he was being called Turk because he was locked up at the time.
He was locked up.
And then he uttered the famous words that we have to play right now. Go ahead.
As soon as I get out, it's on.
That's right.
Back in the lineup with the Young Money family.
As soon as I get out, it's on. Back in the lineup with the Young Money family. And he wasn't kidding. A tremendous year for the rookie wide receiver. Antonio, good morning.
Good morning, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
And thanks for joining us. First off, how have you been treating this offseason with all the lockout stuff? Are you getting enough workouts in? Are you been able to get in somewhat of a routine?
Definitely, man. I'm preparing like it's going to be a season, and I'm continuing to put my body in good position and be mentally ready whenever we start back so we could just hit the ground running.
I imagine a challenge would be finding someone to throw the ball to you. Do you find someone with a decent arm to throw it?
Yeah, we actually in Pittsburgh now. We've been doing a couple workouts. Ben been setting up, and we've been getting everyone together and getting the guys back around and just spreading that Young Money love so we could get on this run this year.
Nothing like Young Money love. Antonio, what do you have to do now that you've had a chance to reflect a little bit and you can look back at some of the great plays, certainly that catch against Baltimore with the helmet and everything else. But when you look back, what do you have to do? What are you putting forward to the goals that you specifically have to work on in order to take that next step?
Well, I just want to be dependable, man. I just want to be dependable with my teammates and assignment sound there. I just want to take advantage of special teams, the return game, and to make sure I'm ready when my number's called upon and put my team in great position. And I did a good job of that last year, and I just want to build toward this year.
It's a Fan Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan with Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown. Our guy Turk, that's what we refer him to, but he's not locked up anymore. He got out, and it was on. And I have to ask you, what do you think about all this controversy around your teammates' tweets, Rashard Mendenhall?
Well, I think he expressed his opinion, but, you know, a lot of troops there, a lot of things went down, and I think that wasn't the right timing to share his really opinion, but I think it wasn't no harm meant to what he said. I just think that maybe it was taken the wrong way, and he was just basically expressing his opinion about a scenario in life, you know, when someone died, you know, whether we know him or not, he was just saying that. We shouldn't celebrate of death, you know what I mean? That is not a good thing. So I think he mean well. He's a great guy. He was more speaking to a religion more so than our troops in America.
So his comments haven't changed your opinion of him?
Not at all, man. Mendenhall is a great guy, and Twitter could be real confusing. I mean, it's like a text message. You never know what someone means until you really talk to them personally. And I had to talk with him personally, and I mean, he's not saying that he don't know if I'm in Latin or, you know, he never met him. He's just saying that it's bad that in the world we live in, we'll celebrate death more so celebrate things of righteousness.
Now, does that make you think, you kind of do the whole spectrum of tweets. You might quote scripture one tweet. You might be talking about how you guys are going to be working out in another tweet. But are you pretty careful about what you put out there for everybody to see?
Definitely, man. You got to be careful because things like that could cause a lot of the wrong things, you know, bring about a lot of negative attention. And you got to be really careful what you share because, I mean, we're looked upon as leaders. And the people that read our tweets is really getting a lot of things from that. And you got to be really careful what you share because it's going out and it's not no one could go back on your words when you put out there.
We're talking to Steelers wide receiver Antonio Brown on the Fan Morning Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Has anybody in the organization talked to you about being careful about Twitter, or do they leave you alone to do what you want with it?
I mean, we can't have no talking dealings with the coaches being to the situation of the lockout, but, you know.
Well, when you joined the team, when you were drafted, and then last year, but while there was a CBA.
Definitely. My receiver coach always said, man, be smarter of how you use that, and make sure you be careful with the things you say because it could cause a negative situation if you're not saying the right thing. So I tend to kind of use mine and more so a positive aspect, sending a positive message every morning, and just keep up with the fans about my workouts and the things I'm doing.
Antonio, one of our favorite expressions from Mike Tomlin probably wasn't one of yours, and it was two dogs, one bone. That meant that only one of you guys between your teammate Emmanuel Sanders and yourself was going to get a hat and play on game day. Did that make you a better player in his putting you guys against each other to compete? Did it make both of you better?
You definitely, man. I think as a player, you know, iron sharpens iron. And, you know, I just was always ready. You know, no matter what the situation was, you can't pout about it. And it helped me become a professional. And it just helped me to stay ready. You know, at some point in the season, I was really excited to play. And sometimes I wasn't presenting the opportunity. And I just, you know, stayed strong. And when my opportunity came, I just took advantage of it.
Now, did you pay attention to the draft days, you know, the 3 rounds of or the 3 days of the draft? And if you did, or even if you didn't, when you found out that they didn't draft any guys at your position, did that make you feel a little bit better?
I mean, I don't keep up with it, man. Long as Antonio is in shape, man, as long as Antonio is ready to go, I'm pretty sure that I'll be all right, you know what I mean? And no matter what they do, I just want to prepare myself to be in a good position to be ready when my number's called upon.
Talking to Antonio Brown, Steelers wide receiver on the Fan Morning Show, and we talk about the Young Money family so much. Yourself, Mike Wallace, Emmanuel Sanders. Why don't you explain that Young Money family and what you guys plan to do next year and years to come in the NFL?
I mean, we plan to set the standard high, you know, raise the bar and take it to the next level. I mean, we the young crew, and we need to get a little respect around here, man. And just be dominant, be key, be there for our teammates, and be there to make big plays in clutch moments. And just continue to just work hard and put ourselves amongst the best.
Now, are you impressed with Old Money? And that would be Hines Ward and what he's doing on Dancing with the Stars?
Definitely, man. He's looking real good, man. I called him the other day. I told him he's actually becoming Jet Li.
Jet Li. Oh. Now, who else, Antonio, of the other receivers? Okay, now, Hines, he is Old Money, as Paul mentioned. Now, you guys could dance better than that, right? I mean, who'd be the best dancer, actually, out of all you guys on the wideouts?
Say
yourself. Say yourself.
I have to say maybe Emmanuel. You know, he's that Dougie type of guy. So, but I think Hines is really one of the best, man. He's doing really well. And you can tell as the show continue to get on, he's continuing to get better. His steps look really well. And I can't wait to rag on him when we get back about him dancing.
Now, do you guys, we kind of have some fun with this, but do you guys actually, not marvel necessarily, but are you impressed with the athleticism that it actually takes to do the things that he has to do? That's, you know, it's different than what you guys do as football players, yet it's still, you know, there are a lot of athletic moves involved.
Definitely, man. I'm totally excited that he's able to follow those steps and to be able to not mess up on routines. And that stuff is not easy. You know, it takes a lot of preparation mentally and physically. And for him to get those step downs and be doing such a great job, it just shows a tremendous toll of the type of guy Hines is. And you got to do nothing but respect and love a guy like that.
All right, now I need some clarifications here. We know that you were Turk for a while. Now, Emmanuel Sanders, New Money. Mike Wallace, Fast Money. Old Money, Hines Ward. Large Money, Ben Roethlisberger. K Money, Keenan Lewis. Who am I leaving out here?
Cash Money, man. Antonio Brown's Cash Money.
Oh, you're Cash Money. Now that you're out. Now that you're out.
No longer Turk.
He's Cash Money.
I like that.
Okay. Now, Jim calls himself Not Enough Money on a daily basis.
Right.
So can he be in the crew?
They said I could be in.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. That sounds good. I just want to make sure.
Ain't got no money.
Right. Ain't got no money. So, Antonio, thanks for the time here. We really appreciate it. Anytime you want to stop by, the door is open. We're here in Pittsburgh in Greentree. And best of luck with the workouts. And hopefully you'll be starting on time in 2011.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me, baby. 93.7.
All right.
Anytime.
There goes Antonio Brown, Steelers wide receiver. Cash Money now. No longer Turk.